Mind and Body Reset, Modern Wellness Decoded. Science-backed wellness made simple.
Have you ever walked into a room and just felt something change? Right away, a calm settles in, or your shoulders tense for no reason. You look around, can't pin it down, but something in the space is talking to you.
All the time. I've been redoing my little home office, and I spent weeks, actual weeks, staring at green paint chips. Everyone thought I'd lost it, but I was convinced the right green would help me focus, and weirdly, make me braver about starting things.
That intuition is exactly what hooks me. Color feels like more than decor. So here's what I want to chew on with you. Is that feeling real?
Yeah. Are we just fooling ourselves? Or is there measurable science behind this hue changes my mood?
Let's dig in. Think of color therapy as the idea that different wavelengths might nudge our brains in ways we don't notice, almost like a language we don't realize we speak.
And I'm already thinking about what I can actually do with that at home or in a store. Because if there's a lever to pull, I want the lever.
Here's a sneaky one. The name of a color changes how people feel about the exact same shade. Call a yellow goldenrod instead of lemon yellow, and it rates higher, richer, more likable.
Oh, totally. I'd pick a lipstick called Siren's Kiss over dark red without even swatching it. The name makes it feel like it has a story.
Exactly. Researchers call it a preference for atypical names. The odd name invites curiosity, so we lean in. Same goes for sweatshirts, jelly beans, you label with flair. People choose it more and feel happier about the choice after.
So we're primed before the product even gets a chance to do anything. That tracks.
And the priming shows up fast. EEGs, think EEG, brainwave sensors, catch a spike for a favorite color before we're consciously aware we focused on it. That's attention grabbing without permission.
So, it's tugging at us under the surface, which explains packaging that pops from the corner of your eye.
Right. A new brand can pick a wild color to stand out, while a legacy brand sticks to what your brain already trusts. Like Crayola, the logo has evolved a bunch, but that green and gold box? Instant recognition.
Touch that box, and you're 5 years old again. Mess with it, and you break the spell.
Exactly. Decades of trust baked into a color scheme.
Okay. Zooming out. It's not just the thing you buy. It's the space you walk into. Stores feel this in their bones.
They do. And here's the twist. Warm displays, reds, oranges, yellows, pull people physically closer. But when you ask which setup feels better, people favor the cool ones, blues and greens.
So we drift toward the red table, but we actually like the blue table more. If I'm running a shop, what do I do with that?
Use it with intent. Near the entrance or for quick grabs, warm tones shout, "Look now." For bigger, slower decisions, a car, a custom suit, cool tones calm people down and raise their intention to buy.
That's useful. But it can't be as blunt as blue good, orange bad. There's always context.
Totally. One study found that an orange store felt much better under soft, gentle lighting. Color and light are a duet. You change the bulb, you change the mood.
Right. Because the space is a whole recipe. Hue, lighting, sound, even how crowded it feels. All those inputs end up in one feeling.
And it's not just feelings. It can tilt our physical perceptions. Here's my favorite eyebrow raiser. The color of a pill shapes what people think it does. Sugar pills in red or orange? Folks report stimulation. Blue or green? Drowsy.
Wild. Our brains have a pre-written script for pill colors.
They do. Yellow often reads as antidepressant. Those learned links are strong. In theory, a clinician could boost a placebo effect just by choosing the capsule color wisely.
So much for judging by the label. We're already halfway to the outcome before the medicine even hits.
Which circles back to your first question. Is this only belief, or does color sometimes act on us directly?
Yeah, biology, not just psychology.
Some data sits right on that frontier. Take blue lighting in Japan. Rail operators put blue lights on platforms to try reducing suicides. Reports from one line showed nearly an 85% drop at lit stations. The mechanism? Still debated.
So maybe blue feels soothing. Sure. Or maybe the unusual lighting snaps someone out of autopilot in a critical moment.
Exactly. It breaks the script. Even if we don't have the full why, the fact that cities try this says the idea is taken seriously.
There's a timepiece hidden in here, too. If you feel calmer, maybe a second stretches longer. More room to choose.
Funny you say that. There's research showing men specifically perceive time as moving more slowly when they're seeing red.
Red? I'd have bet the opposite. Red screams hurry.
That's what makes it interesting. Red is a strong evolutionary cue. Danger, attraction, which cranks up arousal and makes the moment feel dense. When attention spikes, seconds feel thick. Movie before the crash slow-mo.
So the color isn't slow. Our nervous system is loud. Different path, same outcome.
Exactly. And that's the point sitting under everything here. It's a dance between the stimulus, the light itself, and our history, biology, expectations.
Not magic. A conversation between photons and memory.
Always running, even when we aren't listening. We started with big, almost mystical vibes, but what sticks with me is how practical it is. Tiny nudges, real effects.
The pills won't leave my head. A blue sugar pill making people feel sleepy says so much about the stories we carry.
It does. Expectations built over a lifetime can become physiology. That's the part that makes me pause.
And where do those stories start? Some links feel baked in, read as signal. Others are taught, branding, packaging.
Nature versus nurture, all over again. How much of blue is calming, is sky and water survival memory, and how much is decades of being told blue means calm.
And we'll never tease them apart perfectly. They're braided together.
What we can do is notice. Ask, how do I want to feel in this room? Let that guide the swatch, not just, which color do I like?
That actually redeems my green wall saga. I wasn't being fussy. I was designing for focus and a little courage.
Exactly. Shift from passive exposure to active shaping. The tool's already in your hands. Awareness is free.
All right. You've got me. I'm revisiting the lighting too. Soft bulbs with the green, so it doesn't tip into hospital vibes.
Do it. And send me a photo. I want to see if the space feels the way you meant it to.
Deal. And next time, let's tackle sound the way we did color. Because I have like 10 questions already.
Perfect. I'll bring the studies. You bring the real-world tests. You know what I mean, though? This was fun. Way more than I expected.
Same. And now I'm itching to paint.